This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Roadshow, a transport topics podcast that brings you insight from the major industry events that are helping shape the future of trucking. Before we dive into today's episode, we'd like to invite you to subscribe to Transport Topics, where you can receive exclusive access to our top 100 list, quarterly magazines, and other news surrounding the trucking industry. To subscribe, visit ttn.ws/ttsubscribe. You can also text ttsubscribe to 571-622-0001 to become an official member of Transport Topics. That's 571-622-0001. In this episode, we're taking you to Cleveland for the 2022 fall meeting of ATA's Technology and Maintenance Council and National Technician Skill Competition. While at the conference, I had a chance to speak with Randy Obermeyer, TMC chairman. He talked about his first 6 months of chairmanship, speaking with Chris Spear about technician recruitment, and how important TMC's recommended practices are to maintenance and repair. Let's take a listen. We are here at the Technology and Maintenance Council Fall Meeting and National Skills Competition here in Cleveland, Ohio. We have Randy Obermeyer, Vice President of Safety and Maintenance for Online Transport. That's his day job, but every two times of the year, he gets into his superhero cape, and he is also the chairman of the TMC. Randy, welcome to Road Signs.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, Michael. It's a pleasure to be here.
No problem. I remember the last time we spoke 6 months ago, I called you a special guest, and you said you're just number 64, but you're still making an impact. And I just want to ask you, just sort of 6 months into it, how are you liking the role as chairman?
I missed that number by one. I'm actually number 63.
63, okay.
And yes, no superhero at all. I'm finding that out today. I'm dragging down already. It's almost just afternoon, and I feel like I haven't done anything, but I'm worn out for some reason. And yeah, every single general chairman and treasurer that you talk to that came out of my role, They always talk about how fast it goes. And to me, maybe the half point don't seem like it's really been gone that fast. We've had a lot of board meetings every month. And I think that's helped slow it down a little bit so we can get those communications out there. Otherwise, it seems like you show up to the meeting and everybody wants to talk about everything that happened throughout the six-month time frame. So meeting with them every month really helped. When we came together for the board meetings and planning meetings, we kind of have everything lined out already. So, yeah, it's been great. Great group of people that work with TMC, and Robert and his team with the ATA and TMC just do an outstanding job of setting the event up. You really just show up and really just make yourself visible to people and talk to people and see what their concerns are. And it's fun. It actually is really a lot of fun.
Yeah, Mr. Braswell really, he puts his best foot forward during these times with the show organization. But we can go on about that. I really wanted to talk with you the progress, the TMC. So you have been chairman. One of the things that we talked about back in Orlando was you made the great analogy about the tech shortage and just kind of getting the word out. You said you had coached youth sports and having promoting volleyball versus soccer. I mean, does that analogy still hold? I mean, just kind of into the position that you're in right now. I mean, just trying to get the word out for getting techs out there, and what are some of the things that you've done to promote that?
Yeah, it is true. So, you're competing against other sports in a way. We have people that are coming out of high school going to different occupations, and we want them as technicians, and we really need them as technicians. It's become a much technical job than it was years ago. We just had a talk this morning with a group during the first timers meeting luncheon. They were talking about how they're tired of hearing the word mechanic, like the people look down on mechanics for some reason. And yeah, they're still mechanics, but the term is more technical related, so we like to refer to them as the technician. But one of the things we were successful with, there was a lot of stuff talked about driver shortages and stuff. Anytime Chris Spear with the ATA talked, he mentioned technician shortages and stuff, but it wasn't as I don't know if they had the talking points that we needed to get displayed out there to get talked about when he was out there, talking about the shortages across the industry. So when we met with him, I think it was in June, we were at the ATA headquarters, the brand new one, and we got to sit down with Chris and talk about some of the issues that we were facing with TMC in general and some of our, wish lists for, to be able to do our jobs better for the industry. And one of the topics came up about the technician shortage and what they can do to help us. And Chris assured us, if like, you get me some talking points, I will be happy to talk about it however you want. And he has done that. So that's a huge one. And the rest of it is just like here at SuperTech, getting these technicians to compete again, getting them excited about being here is huge. Letting them have a say in where we go. They have toolbox talk going on right now upstairs. It's open to technicians only. And in that session, they get to talk about what they feel are the industry problems. Too many times, we're putting these objectives out there for the technicians. We have this going on and that going on. And there's a huge disconnect, I think, sometimes between what's going on in the Gemba, which is where the work is being done, in comparison to what we think as managers. So we're thinking something totally different than what they see day to day. So getting them up there to talk about the things that they see as important, we're going to use that to help craft future TMC meetings geared around what is really important or what they see is really important.
You mentioning that and, witnessing the competition, just the amount of knowledge that these techs are taking in and then applying into the competition. And I was speaking with other just fleet managers, and, they were telling me how just inspired they were, and they wanted to get their team of techs on for the next year. So I think that that sentiment is just kind of rolling and rolling along.
Yeah, that really is at the heart of the spirit of TMC SuperTech. It's the learning that takes place along with the testing. They come here, they should learn a lot just going through the competition itself. And then we have the technician training fair that's going to give them all kinds of good information to take back and not only make them better competitors, but make them better in their day-to-day activities, which really looks good for the people that sent them here, spent that money, and hopefully they're taking back a return on investment to make their fleet more efficient and profitable.
And one of the other things, it's the national skills competition, but it's also the fall meeting, and we're having the study groups. This is the day of the study groups here at the TMC fall meeting. One of the things that I've seen being in the meetings thus far is, and you being in your position of not only VP of maintenance, but you're also VP of safety. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's one thing that I've seen in the study groups where a real emphasis, I'm just cognizant of that, but I'm pretty sure it's explained all the time. But it really seemed like there was much more emphasis on safety. Was that something that you had talked to the task force managers about? Is that something that?
No, not necessarily. I think it's just safety and maintenance kind of go hand in hand. If the mechanics are making poor decisions or making bad repairs, and it causes a severe accident, a nuclear verdict could take out the entire company. And we talk about that a lot at Online Transport. The fact that if you do something that you shouldn't be doing, whether it be a driver or a mechanic, that could cause a very serious accident that results in a death and creates that nuclear verdict potential. You're not only affecting the people on the highway that you just impacted and their families, not only are you have to live with that the rest of your life, but you've also made a huge impact on the 600 people that work for that company, or 1,000 or 10,000 or whatever it is. So the people that have moved and been with the company for 30 years and they've moved over closer to where they live, or closer to where they work, 5-minute commute to work because they've been with the company for a long time. Now they have to go work somewhere else, and maybe it's an hour commute. Maybe they have to sell their house and move somewhere else because the company no longer exists. So it's a huge responsibility. And I think everyone here recognizes that. So it's not something necessarily I've spoke to here at TMC. I think it's just the industry in general just really understands the importance of safety, especially with the ambulance chasers that are out there now. anytime someone's in an accident, they're looking to cash in.
You know, that's a great point to make, especially with, you know, the nuclear verdicts that, you know, they're running rampant right now. And also, too, you know, just with, you know, cybersecurity, that was one of the newer topics that was touched upon, you know, and just sort of that threat. I mean, and just communicating to that with the new study groups, how important is to continue to have that continued knowledge, but also have that new applied knowledge, too, to, you know, such as, you know, last meeting with electric vehicles and just the, you know, how the future of maintenance will look in that area. And then also you have, you know, cybersecurity, which, you know, some fleet managers and owners are really not, you know, too aware of. I mean, just looking at the news, you're always talking about, you know, credit card companies being breached and things like that. So, but the trucking industry is much different when it comes to those attacks.
It is. And I think the Technology and Maintenance Council has done a great job at times going back to what was important, you know, the fundamentals of maintenance. You have to, there's always new members coming in to TMC. And some of the topics, sessions that we had in terms of technical sessions, the mini tech sessions that we've had years ago were just outstanding. People loved those and they really worked. And they were fundamental stuff. We can't get too carried away with the technology and make this all brand new technology, because then you have people that come in fresh and maybe they still need some of the general items. And so it's important to do that. But then touching in on the technology side, it's very, very important for us to continue to move forward. And I don't want to say embrace the technology, because I hate embracing some of this stuff. But it's for a good reason. And you talked on, you know, the cybersecurity issue. There's so many things that people don't think about. It's like, okay, how difficult would it be for someone to actually take control of the truck and make the brake supply in a major city somewhere where there's lots of traffic, and then you could cause a real serious accident. But there's things like, you know, a technician plugs in a thumb drive or that has a bug in it somehow, and that bug gets transferred to the ECM of the truck going through the shop's laptop. Mm-hmm. All those things are important. So to get those kind of things in front of the fleets are very important, because it's safety related as well, right? If something goes haywire in that truck because of a bug, it could cause a major pileup somewhere.
One last question before I get you out of here. I know you got a busy day ahead of you, and this whole conference is making you busy. Just kind of a general question with recommended practices. In our latest edition of Calibrate, you know, Jack Legler, you know, spoke about how the ROPs are very valuable to, you know, to TMC and in the industry as a whole. And also, I realized, you know, there's only two times that the TMC meets every year. And, you know, the forming of these recommended practices is just, you know, the tip of the iceberg when the industry meets two times a year. I mean, I just kind of want you to elaborate on the importance of those recommended practices and just kind of the work that goes into it, not just in the conference, but just outside of that, to get those particular ideas and make those RPs really prevalent in the industry.
Yeah, they are so important. At my first meeting at TMC, I didn't go through any of the first-timer stuff. I don't know that they had that 17 years ago necessarily, but you show up to task force Monday. I came for the educational piece, and I go into a task force meeting, and I'm like, I was very disappointed. I'm like, why am I wasting my time with this? And after you finally get someone to tell you exactly how things work, you realize that a task force Monday is working day, so everybody is working together. I did the math. Getting prepared for the town meetings, and I've estimated that nearly 12,000 hours will be spent today by all these people that are here working on task forces. It's an incredible amount of time and really expense that goes into this, because people are paying these individuals to be here to do this, but it's bettering the industry. So I'm taking my knowledge that I've gathered over the last 30 years, and I'm sharing it, and they're putting it into paper versions for it to be sold to other people to use to help better them and better the industry. So not only are we making everything more efficient, we're keeping the trucks on the road longer. Mm-hmm. We are, you know, making it less expensive for fleets to run. We're making the industry safer. I don't know, I can't hardly put it to words how important the recommended practices are. And if we have people listening that aren't members of TMC, that is one of the key takeaways from the Technology and Maintenance Council, is those recommended practice. Everything from setting up your shop to ordering parts to lean processes within the maintenance world to, you know, just general ideas on how to change the oil at the right time and how to change your fluids and do alignments and really look at your tire program and understand what's going on based off of how the tires look during a PM. It's all very important stuff that you can use to help. You know, the benefits I've got it over that I've received over the years through the various fleets that I've worked for, it's you can't hardly put a number on it, but it's astronomical, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, just, I mean, witnessing and entering the task force meetings, and you can see that enthusiasm and just kind of the leaders of those chats, you know, really communicate, you know, what needs to be done and really facilitates the audience in the whole process. So it's a great thing to see. It's a great thing to see.
But I guess to add to that, you know, where else can you go where people come together and share their secrets mm-hmm. with their competition?
Yeah.
For the betterment of the entire industry. And it's very selfless, and it's unreal. And the camaraderie around this group, I always talk about the benefits of TMC. They say, well, I go there for the networking opportunities. That's a small piece of what this networking opportunity is. So much better than showing up at some of these other, we're not a trade show. TMC is not a trade show. People that go to trade shows a lot of times, yes, they do that, use that for networking. But when people struggle with things, they come together and help each other to get through the rough times. Everything from, you know, one of our task force leaders had a house burned down, and, you know, we came together to try to do what we could to help them. And, you know, there's some other things. One of our, my next guy up, Todd Cotier, lost his wife here this past year. And, you know, we all came together to support him, and he had no idea. He always knew we were close, mm-hmm. but the letters and the cards and everything he received, people showing their support, it was overwhelming to him. I don't know that you get that in other within other organizations.
Yeah, it's definitely a blessing to, you know, to have that camaraderie and especially when times are tough and you know, just as you said, you know, moving the industry forward, you know, and also being aware that the industry is full of people, you know, with those particular emotions. We've been speaking with Randy Obermeyer. He is the VP of Safety and Maintenance for Online Transport and also the Technology and Maintenance Council Chairman. Randy, it was a pleasure having you on. Thank you very much for this conversation.
Once again, Michael, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Did you know you can ask Alexa to open Transport Topics? In just 1 minute, you will hear the biggest trucking headlines of that day. Be prepared and start your morning off right with Transport Topics.
As you heard during the podcast, TMC Chairman Randy Obermeyer has been plenty busy in his position. In an economy where most industries are having trouble finding and keeping workers, Obermeyer, along with the rest of the council, have placed a keen interest in promoting the career of an auto technician. His youth sports analogy strikes an ideal balance where the trucking industry must spark awareness toward those who are new to the space, while making sure the technicians we have now are inspired and encouraged to continue their careers. Events like TMC are where those ideals are sharpened. However, application of those plans and processes outside the conference doors is where the real work begins. If you enjoyed this episode of Roadshow, feel free to reach out to the Road Signs team on Twitter at @TTRoadSigns. Or reach me at Michael V. Fries. You can email us at share@ttnews.com. We'll read them and respond daily. Also, let us know how we did by texting TT Survey to 571-622-0001. That's 571-622-0001. Roadshow will be back soon to share more insights from future industry trade shows. Until then, I'm Michael Fries. Thank you for listening.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. and they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.